Hello and welcome to Kiwi Writer Podcast. My name's Ray Heron. Great to have you along. If this is the first of our podcasts you've listened to, then go back and listen to the back catalogue. Please do. And if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, leave a review. It'll help other motorcyclists and maybe even riding buddies of yours find the podcast. This is not a typical show. We haven't done one of these in a very long time. I am riding a motorcycle as I talk to you because Suzuki have been kind enough to give us a new long-term ride. That's right. Got a new bike in the garage. Going to have it for about 6 months. And we're going to take you through the process, the feelings, the vibe of owning this motorcycle and living with it. We're also doing content on the Kiwi Rider YouTube channel and, of course, in Kiwi Rider magazine. Go to kiwirider.co.nz to see the full color photos, all the write-ups and everything. But this is a first ride podcast. So I am on the bike right now. I purposely haven't told you what it is yet, but you might know. And I'm going to ride into work. I'm going to go to work because that's what I do. I live in Upper Hutt, Wellington. And I work in Wellington. It's funny because, you know, the Wellington is the city, but also Wellington is the region. Never really got that. Anyway, right now I'm riding through Silverstream, about to go under Bridge 32 of the Wired Upper Line. And then we're going to get onto the motorway and cruise into town. First thoughts on this bike. Well, I guess I better tell you what the bike is first, right? What is it? It's a Suzuki. It's a brand new bike from Suzuki. It is the GSX-8S, 800cc. They kind of blindsided a lot of people with this new engine. And, of course, this and the V-Strom 800, which run kind of is a little bit of controversy around whether it is a V-Strom or a P-Strom, because it's a parallel twin, a liquid-cooled parallel twin 800cc engine. And this engine in the Suzuki GSX-8S, and of course now available also as the GSX-8R, which is a fully feared version. This is a naked sports bike. It's kind of in the category of bikes that I've been looking at for most of this year. Right at the start of this year, or in fact the end of last year, I decided that I felt that I might need something a little bit more sporty in the garage. Of course, I'm going to keep my Tenere 700 for dirt duties, but I want something a bit point and shoot, a bit fun, a bit, you know, sporty. And this fits into that category very nicely. Ergonomics-wise, the seat, it's not overly high for what the bike is, you know, a naked sports bike. Might be a fraction higher than the likes of the MT07, but not overly high. It's not a touring bike, so it's definitely not super comfortable. I think you'd manage maybe an hour and a half on the seat. My knees are bent a little bit more than right angles. The pegs are below my buttocks. My feet are slightly rearward. We do have a quick shifter, which works really, really well. The bars are reasonably wide, not adventure bike wide, but still wide enough that you can muscle the bike into a corner or a turn quite nicely. And the levers are exactly where I want them. They are a perfect finger length away from my grips. So they sit exactly, you know, you close your eyes, you put your hands where you think they should be on the bars, and everything is exactly where it needs to be. I don't need to stretch to find the indicator switch. It's all just there. And then in front of me, I've got this beautiful, I want to say maybe a 5-inch TFT display. I haven't really looked at the specs of this bike just yet. This is a first ride. But it's a color TFT display, a black background, and all the information you need to know is in white text. I've got a rev counter. I've got selectable rider modes, SDMS. I've got three levels of that. I've got four levels of traction control, including off. I've got a great big speedo in front of me, gear selector. I can see my fuel, battery level, odometer, trip meters, all that sort of stuff, and engine temp. My engine temp is currently 86 degrees. It's going to be a fraction warmer at the moment because the bike has only done 78 kilometers. I say this is my first ride. It is a first ride video, but I've done probably 70 of those 78 kilometers already, just getting used to the bike this morning. So this particular one is a beautiful blue. It's a striking blue, actually. I've got blue and black. Everything is blue and black. The blue, the plastic at the front are blue, and then the frame, kind of almost like a trellis frame on the tail section, is blue as well. The wheels are color matched. They look stunning. I do like those. The wing mirrors, a little bit of vibration in the wing mirrors, if I'm honest, but it is a parallel twin, so that's to be expected. 270 degree, 270, 280 degree, something like that. So it has a little bit of a howl. It has a bit of torque to it. I'm currently riding along with traction control at level 3. That's the most aggressive traction control. And SDMS, which is rider mode A. That's the full-out aggressive rider mode. It's got a bit of punch. You drop it down a couple of gears, wind it on, whoa, she goes. Not that you need to drop it down. So there, the GSX 8S is a lovely bike to be riding in my morning commute. Thank you very much, Suzuki. I really appreciate you lending us this bike. Initial thoughts around this bike, I think getting luggage on it for a road trip might be might require a little bit of creative thinking, shall we say. Because there's no luggage handles or grab handles on this bike. I know Ventura make a rack for the bike, so maybe a Ventura tail bag might be the go, or a rack with a Krieger solution. I don't know. The tank is quite low and quite stretched out in front of me, so I probably get a tank bag on there quite easily. Oh yeah, brakes are nice on this bike too. Do like the brakes. Oh, the quick shift is quite good. Just pulled away from a red light, held the power on, and just clicked up through the gears. It's quite good. It's really good. It's really good going down the gears too when you're pulling up to a red light. There's a few red lights on the motorway here on State Highway 2 as I go into Wellington. And as you're doing 100 clicks along, doing 100 kilometers an hour and you need to drop a few gears, you can just use the engine to slow you down and just click down through the gears. And then when you want to pass someone, if you're doing 100 k's an hour, you don't really even need to drop a gear. There's six gears. I'm in fifth, and you can just wind on the power. It's quite astonishing, actually. It's a very nice bike to ride. It's an effortless bike to ride. Not only is it easy, like my first swung a leg over, I went, okay, everything is exactly where I feel like it should be. Getting used to the clutch. Sometimes you swing a leg over a bike and you don't quite know where the clutch is going to engage, and it can be a little bit, your first pull away can be a little bit clunky. Not so on the GSX 8S. Everything was exactly, it just felt like I'd been riding the bike for a long time, And that's something I think Suzuki do quite well. There's never really a difficult Suzuki to ride, in my view. That said, I haven't ridden, a lot of the old Katanas and things like that, and I haven't ridden the Hayabusa, but I've ridden a few. I've ridden the V-Strom 650, the V-Strom 1050, and they've all been easy to ride bikes. And so is the GSX 8S. A few people have been asking me about my health lately, and to be honest, I haven't been riding a motorcycle, not necessarily because of my health, my knees, but because I haven't had a road legal motorbike in the garage. So when my health all packed up and I ended up in hospital for my knees, I got an email from NZTA saying, your registration on your Centro 700's due. And I went, I'm not paying registration $50 a month for a motorcycle I can't ride and don't know when I'll be able to ride. So I put the rego on hold for 3 months. Minimum 3 months is what you got to do, which puts us January, February, March. Might have been February it ran out, late March. Basically puts us into April, I think. So I haven't been able to ride the Tenere 700 on the road because no registration. So that's been in the garage, and I've been commuting in the car, which has kind of softened me up. I've enjoyed sitting on my fat bum with a heater and a radio and a cup holder for my coffee. It's been quite nice. And now, things are getting a bit cooler weather-wise. I'm getting back on the bike and I'm going, ooh, it's a bit chilly. And yeah, I've still got the same entertainment. I can listen to the radio or podcasts or whatever, but it's not the same. I don't have a cup holder. I don't have a heater. That said, it's not too chilly this morning. And I need to harden up anyway because I quite enjoy riding motorcycles. We spoke about it on the podcast a number of years ago, but there was a study done that riding motorcycles is good for the soul and it's good for the mental health. And it's definitely good for my mental health. I'll tell you what, my wife tells me, oh, you're a grumpy bastard. Can you piss off for a ride? You know, it's things like that. And I go out for a ride and I come back happier. And I know that I'm not the only one. And I get the feeling this GSX 8S might be a great bike for that. It's flickable, it's quick, it's responsive, it's nimble. That said, I haven't ridden a motorcycle in over 2 months, so don't take too much of what I say as gospel, because I am likely to be too positive, overly positive about this motorbike. I try not to be. I try to be very level-headed, but given this is pretty much my first ride since getting out of hospital, yeah, it's definitely putting a smile on my face today, that's for sure. So as I said, we're going to have this bike for about the next 6 months, going to be putting it through its paces, going to tackle the stories from a few different angles. And if you want to see the videos, search out Kiwi Rider YouTube channel or go to kiwirider.co.nz for the magazine. Hit that subscribe button and you'll get the magazine absolutely free in your inbox twice a month. You'll keep up to date with all of what we are doing with this beautiful Suzuki SX8S in blue. It's kind of exactly what I wanted, really, because I was looking for something that's the next step after a Lambs bike. I've had my full license for quite a number of years now, but I've always been on something not much more than a Lambs bike. MTO7 Lambs, yep, that's definitely a Lambs bike. SV650s, they're Lambs, well, you can get them in Lambs guys anyway. The Tenere 700, well, it's got the same engine as a Lambs bike, a few more CCs. It's not Lambs, but it's not far off being a learner-approved motorcycle, right? I wanted something full fat and a little bit angry. Bit bigger, 800cc fits the bill. Naked sports, I'm kind of used to a naked sports bike. And it's a little bit angry, a little bit stonking, a little bit cool, a little bit fun. It's exactly what I wanted. I guess at the end of 6 months, we'll know whether this is what I want to spend my hard-earned dosh on, or I don't know, maybe something else. Maybe 6 months with the GSX 8S is enough to scratch the itch and I'll go back to my adventureness. We will see, who knows. But with the sun shining and a 14 degree morning here in Wellington, this is a beautiful commute and nice way to do it. It's a great bike for it. So that pretty much wraps up the show. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you I hope you put the GSX 8S on your list of bikes to test ride. Thank you very much, TSS. That's one more thing I got to say. Thanks to Jimmy at TSS Motorcycles. Suzuki organized us the bike, of course, sent it to TSS. They PDI'd it, got it on the road, got it legal. And then Jimmy, the good bugger, puts it on the back of his ute and delivers it to my house. You don't get service from like that from every dealer. So if you're ever in the Wellington region, make sure you go and see the team at TSS Motorcycles. Say g'day to Jimmy in the new motorcycles department. They're bloody good in there. They really are. Otherwise, I've been Ray. This is the Suzuki GSX 8S. This is Kiwi Rider Podcast. Keep the rubber side down, throttle on, and we'll catch you in 7 days' time.